Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. It is Marathon Weekend in Boston. A field of 30,000 runners will participate in Monday's 119th running of the race. WBUR's Alex Ashlock spoke with longtime race director Dave McGilvery about this year's marathon.
I feel good. You know, it's a very different year. You know, coming off of 2012, the heat, we had to sort of regroup and recover from that and figure out how we're going to do this with those kinds of conditions again. And then after 2013... recovering and processing all of that. And last year was so epic, and you couldn't have written a better script. So how do you top that, right? So it's we're not recovering from anything other than the euphoria of doing our experiencing such a magnificent event to sort of just not standing back on your heels, you know, just making sure that everything is buttoned up, and that's what we're doing right now. It's almost like a kind of a little bit of a scary kind of feeling of everything is in place, in order. Nothing's jumping at us saying, hey, you know, pay attention to this, pay attention to that. So, we're confident that things will go well.
What about the rough winter? Did it set you back in any way preparation-wise?
I mean, I'd be lying if I said it didn't. We kind of lost the month of February. Well, everyone did in New England, it seemed. My attitude in managing races is always, I always like to be 2 or 3 weeks ahead of schedule. And so if I'm not, I feel like I'm behind schedule. But the reality is, with that kind of attitude, if you lose a couple of weeks here or there, then it's not going to, at the end, make a difference. And that's the case here with our race. So, we're fine. We're right on schedule and don't anticipate any issues.
And the course is in good shape despite the rough winter.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think, you know, the cities and towns are going to take care of their own section of the course anyways, just for their own community and their residents. But obviously it gets accelerated with the marathon coming up, and they want to make sure it gets done by Patriots Day. And they've done just that, and cleaned it up and patched it up, and some of them repaved, scarified, whatever it took to make sure it's race ready, they did it.
Anything new for the athletes in the village in Hopkinton this year?
Nothing necessarily new in the village. We continually put portions of the race under a microscope and try to improve upon them. We are going to put more music out on the course than we ever have before. We have public address systems at each of the hydration stations, and so we're going to put music with some of those.
Why did you decide to do that?
It seems to be where a lot of races are going these days, the whole entertainment value of it. We don't want to go overboard with it. We don't necessarily need 50 bands along the course. I mean, we have something that most other races don't, and that is the 500,000 to a million spectators. And so that's what the runners are more interested in here, and the encouragement of the spectators versus the music that might encourage them. But just to add a little bit of that, you know, just bring it up a notch is what we're attempting to do. And a couple of little things like that we're trying to raise the bar a little bit. And the runners will notice it, I think, once the gun fires.
Boston Marathon race director Dave McGilvery. He spoke with WBUR's Alex Ashlock.